Brandon, Nate said you had to have IV before the game. Can you just tell us how you felt and how that affected you throughout the game?
The IV, I think, actually helped me. You know, I was in a shoot-around today, and I just felt pretty lousy. So I came in early, and they gave me some IV. I think it helped me more than anything in the fourth quarter of the game. You know, I just struggled throughout the game to catch my second wind, but late, I finally felt good, finally had some bounce to my step, and was just able to make some baskets to try to help my team win this game tonight.
Brandon, can you talk about the aspect of taking the ball to the rack tonight, especially in the fourth quarter? A lot of guys were doing it. Even Steve Blake went in there, got a layup, and you guys went to the foul line 23 times compared to their 10.
Yeah, well, we had to be aggressive. And, you know, Coach said everybody has to go out there and be aggressive. And, you know, last game I think I shot 13 out of 17 free throws. And Coach said we need more guys to attack. And tonight I think, you know, LaMarcus did a good job of setting the pace for us. He was attacking all night. And then, like, Rudy and Travis and Blake were getting to the paint. So it opened up a lot of things. It got us into the bonus. And we were shooting free throws down the stretch. And I think that's what helped us keep the lead because they weren't able to be as aggressive defensively.
Brandon, where does this put the momentum in the series now with you winning this game?
I really can't say. We still haven't won in their building, but hopefully we put the pressure back on them tonight. And, you know, we're just taking each game one game at a time. That's all we can do. And we have another chance to play with our backs against the wall. And we're going to go out there and play loose. And hopefully we can play again like we did tonight, guys just playing free, everybody taking shots, and really just making their entire defense guard. I felt like I didn't have the ball in my hands as much tonight, and I thought we had a much better rhythm because of that.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that, the fact that you weren't feeling that well. Did that mean you let other guys handle the ball a little bit more there? It seemed like that might have happened.
You know, I think they noticed I wasn't feeling well, so they took it upon themselves to make plays. So, you know, I think we got to keep that mentality. Even if I feel great, you know, we still need the entire team to step up. We need Blake to be aggressive. We need Travis to come in there and be really aggressive. And I thought playing Rudy and me together, I thought that offset them a little bit. You know, Rudy runs off those screens and really makes Battier and Ron work. So when they were guarding me, I think they were a little tired. So I thought we gave them different looks, and it worked out for us. Yeah, that was a big thing. You know, we were coming back home, and, you know, that was a really tough loss for us in Houston that last game. And, you know, the biggest thing was our fans have been so great for us all season long, and we didn't want to lose this game on our home floor. But, you know, more than that, we want to extend our season. You know, we want to play in the next round. In order to do that, we had to win this game first. And our fans were great tonight. They boosted us from the jump. I mean, even in warm-ups, I can tell guys' heads were a little down. But the minute that game started, our fans were terrific. And we just played with a lot of heart. So now we got to take that on the road. And they're not going to be there. But, you know, again, we want to extend our season. So we have to do whatever it takes.
Brandon, we've talked about the big names during the course of this series. Steve Blake seemed to play very well in game two. Portland gets the win. Steve Blake seemed to play very well in game five. Portland gets the win. Can you talk about Blake's importance to this team in this series?
Well, yeah, Blake's importance is extremely important to our team. I mean, he's our point guard. He gets us into our offense, and he's doing a much better job on Aaron Brooks. And, you know, I think Aaron, you know, really gets them going. And tonight we did a much better job of contesting his shots when he was getting into the paint. He wasn't able to get as many easy baskets, and that's a lot with Steve. I mean, Steve has a lot of heart. He never quits. So we're a much better team, even if you look back during the regular season when Steve Blake plays well. So we need Steve to continue to play well, control the tempo, and knock down shots when he's open. So, I mean, it's no secret. We need Steve.
The fact that you guys were so close in Houston twice, do you go back there with more confidence, kind of maybe know what it takes to win there?
Yeah, we're going to go back with more confidence. We felt like game four was the best we've played as a team in that building. And, you know, just a couple bounces or a couple turnovers, and, you know, it could have went our way. So we definitely feel like it's a place we can win. We just got to go out and do it now. I thought that worked out really well. You know, Nicholas has done a great job for us all season long. But, you know, Houston's doing a really good job of slowing us down offensively. And I thought putting Rudy out there gave us another offensive weapon. And, you know, in that third quarter, I missed a lot of wide open shots, and I think that was because I had Rudy and Blake out there. So it definitely opens up a lot more for me, and Rudy's a really aggressive player. He's played on big stages before, so it's definitely nice having him out there. And then you still got Travis coming in. So, I mean, it's just a matter of adjustments, and, you know, this is one of those series where we need a little bit more offensive punch out there.